When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Is it safe for high school football to return and other high school sports and activities and all that kind of thing? What do you think? Let's, this weekend, maybe you saw this. Athletes and parents, you saw family members, coaches and athletic staff members just get out there and rally to try to say, hey, we need to do this. We need to do this soon. We need to set up a timeline to do this. We're the only state in the Midwest who hasn't figured this out on a high school level, haven't figured out some sort of timeline. Is that the right call? Is that the right decision? This is going to be the case for it. And weigh in anytime, 312-981-7200. Big rally today, I believe, in Barrington, and then more planned, even bigger ones this weekend. One at the state capitol. There's going to be a big one downtown, and they're saying it's a statewide sort of rally in a way to get recognition for high school sports to get them to start up again. Edgy Tim O'Halloran is the publisher of Edgy Tim. That's why I called you Edgy, because you've been as Edgy Tim for like 25 years, right, Tim? You've had this, you've been the authority on this high school sports stuff.
Well, I don't know about that. I certainly try hard, but in this day and age, can't we all have like Edgy in front of our first names?
I like it. I really like it. Have you been known as Edgy, or is that sort of, I mean, because you don't seem like a totally, I talked to you once, but you don't seem like a
no. No, I'm not. It was just a nickname that got picked up, and it kind of stuck, and like even my kids call me Edgy, so it's, you know, it's okay.
Okay.
I've been called worse.
Oh, well, yes, we all have. I know that. And I guess some would say you're taking a controversial, sort of position here. I know you're gaining in support, and there seem to be a louder voices asking for this to happen, that high school sports should reopen. What would you tell folks who are kind of like either on the fence or really don't believe that that should happen right now, Tim?
Well, I mean, this has impacted kids in so many ways, in so many negative ways, and you know, I guess you can look at it as controversial. I mean, I look at it as trying to support kids and get them back involved and back on the field and competing and just trying to improve their life and you know, I mean, COVID's been terrible. Everyone wants to play safe and do the right thing, and we're still going to continue to do the right thing. I think what's been really frustrating about this, Anna, from really the beginning is, you know, we really haven't gotten a lot of guidance, and the guidance that we've tried to provide, I know the IHSA tried to provide rules for us to follow, which we had, and then all of a sudden the governor's office stepped in and kind of pushed things back with their own guidelines, and really the IHSA really hasn't had much of a say since then. So, you know, the IHSA put a letter out last week saying that they were more than ready to take control and try to manage this, and we fully support that and want to do everything we can to get these kids back out and competing and on the field and staying involved.
You know, I saw that last week. They're kind of saying, hey, you know, the governor and the state officials, we can handle this. This is what we do. We can try to lay out this timeline or figure it out on our own. And then there was something, I think it was today, I saw from the IHSA that said, kind of seemed to take a little more of a conciliatory tone, I would say. With support from the IHSA, here's their quote, Board of Directors, I issued a letter September 10th to Governor Pritzker seeking permission for basically us to take control over determining the resumption of sports and activities. However, the content of that letter has been greatly misconstrued in social media. They're just saying we're willing to work with them and, you know, we're not trying to jump into anything.
Right.
And it sort of took on a different tone. Did you hear that too?
Yeah, I kind of got that feel, and again, I think the IHSA is just trying to appease everyone here, and again, trying to stick to what they feel, and I think a lot of people feel they're just trying to do what's best for the kids. So I certainly got that feel, and I hope they are allowed to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because right now, just for people who don't know, is it, you can do some sports, but it's extremely limited, right? It's golf and cross country,
yeah,
tennis.
Yeah, and then soccer and volleyball and obviously football are, for the most part, shut down. There are some, I know football has a 20 contact days, which is basically kind of a limited practice, but yeah, it's really been shut down for quite a bit. And, you know, it's not like we're the only ones trying to get this done. I mean, the trend nationally, as you mentioned, More and more states are reversing course on this. You mentioned Michigan. I know that Louisiana, I believe Saturday, announced that they were going to reverse their course and get this going. And those are states that have much higher positivity rates than we do. And we mentioned safety. And look, everyone wants to be safe and do it the right way. I guess what we're asking is, you know, let the professionals manage this and handle it and try to do things the right way and at least give us a chance to try to work our way through this and get kids back on the field.
You know, one of the things, the reasons the health officials initially said, and I think it was, look, no matter if you believe that all sports should be shut down or if you believe they all should be open or even if you're somewhere in between, doesn't matter. When they made that decision, I can remember it because we heard from so many of our listeners who had kids who played sports.
Yep.
And it was a devastating day. There's no way around it. Everyone sort of thought, oh man, that's the one thing my kid was looking forward to. But the reasons for it were the health reasons, right? And they said that football and some of these other sports are considered risky behavior in this environment. Is there a way to make it as safe as possible? Is there a way to make it safe?
Yeah, I think there are. There is, and again, let's look at those other states. Let's get impact from them and information and how are they doing it and how are they able to accomplish this. I know Indiana, I believe, is week four in their football season. So it's not like it's a very short window of opportunity here. There's obviously been some quite a few contests across the country, and everything I've seen, Anna, very limited. I haven't seen a whole lot of surges across the nation, at least from what I've been able to see here. So let's, again, I think our thought is give us a shot to try to manage through this because it really impacts every sport. I mentioned football because that's what my focus has been, but basketball, the spring sports. I mean, the spring sports already missed a season last year, and I can't even fathom having them potentially miss 2 years or even get a shortened season, and that's another big impact is with football moved to the spring, you are literally shortening everyone else's season.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, Edgy Tim, can you hang on for just a moment here?
Yeah, sure.
We're going to be back with more Edgy Tim. Way into the conversation anytime. 312-981-7200. We'll read your texts and take your phone calls as well here on WGN. We've got 847. We've been talking about high school sports and football and should things reopen here. There is a movement right now. There are a lot of rallies. There were some over the weekend. There are a couple of them throughout the week. And then this weekend, statewide rallies to try to press is the only Midwestern state that doesn't currently either have a timeline to play or isn't currently playing. And there are folks who are saying that they should be. 847 says you'll have spikes in rates as a result of opening up sports. That's my fear. 630, what about beyond the field, family and community members being affected because you have to play football? So you've heard these things before, Tim. Tim O'Halloran is a publisher, edgytim.com. Follows high school sports for a long time. I mean, lots of concerns about something like this. Will there be clusters that develop? Is there enough testing at a high school level? And how all that will be managed, right?
Yeah, for sure. We've heard all of it. And as far as the testing side of it, I mean, the sad reality is there really is no money for continuous testing. This isn't the Big Ten or the college level. It's kind of based on parents actually testing their own kids. There's no way in the world the IHSA can afford to put a testing program in place. So all valid questions. And again, I will just defer to the fact that look, we're looking for guidance. We're looking for help. We want to know, you know, what other states are doing to make this work, and it certainly seems like it's working. So we're more than willing to follow the guidelines. And I mentioned before, you know, there are teams practicing, and they are practicing the guidelines that they were currently put under by the state. So it's not like these kids are really starting to get used to those protocols. And we're more than willing to follow it for the exact same reasons your texters mentioned. Look, we want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to be able to play, and we don't want to bring this home to anyone. So give us the guidance and the information and the data, and let us try to make this work.
Without naming names, and I know you hear from lots of folks because you've been running this website for years and years and covered this stuff intimately, so you're one of the sources, I think, for this sort of material. What are you hearing from parents and coaches and students? Can you sum up any of sort of the conversations, the concerns with us?
You know, it's obviously on the sports side, it's going to be pro sports, and that is the feedback. And honestly, what's been incredibly, I think, encouraging and really surprising, in this day and age, there aren't a lot of issues where people generally seem to agree, as you well know, every single day. The people that I all talk to really agree on this, that, you know what, for multiple reasons, these kids should be back playing. We should be at least trying or having some guidance to get back. And it's been surprising. I've actually been very surprised. And as you mentioned, I've traveled the state for almost 30 years and from one end to the other. And really all those administrators and coaches and parents and supporters, they're all on board to try to get this thing going.
Let's go to the phones here. Mike, go ahead. You're on WGN. You got a question or just a thought about this? What's on your mind?
A question for you and Edgy. Obviously running out of time a little bit here with fall sports. If they're able to get it turned on in a short period, how much of a season and a playoff can you get before it starts to run into what hopefully amounts to be a winter sport as well?
Yeah, what's the best case scenario, Tim, if things did work out? Thank you, Mike.
Well, thanks, Mike. I can tell you from a football side, what would you rather have, to be really cold in December or to be really cold when you start the season in February? Weather-wise, it's not going to be good either way. I think the reality is if we could get this going within the next week or so, maybe within a 2 to 3 week period start, my guess would be from a football standpoint, a truncated regular season and a possible, maybe a little bit longer extended postseason. And again, it will impact other sports. Basketball, you could get basketball probably starting earlier. And again, football is the biggest sport in the fall. It kind of, when you move it to the spring, it just jams up everyone else's schedule. And then you have multi-sport athletes that, and unfortunately, they're almost going to have to pick a sport. So, I mean, there's a lot of lose-lose by moving football to the spring. I think the coaches in general would agree they would rather play a later start now than actually have to start in the spring.
Yeah, let's get another call in here. Jim, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Hi. Hey. I noticed your guest was asking for guidance, like how to do sports. Mm-hmm. How about wear masks, be 6 feet apart, and don't gather in crowds?
Which kind of makes it impossible to play football, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, there's guidance. Can you do sports that way?
But let's hear the answer here, Tim. Thank you for the call. Tim,
well, again, it's certainly a great question. I know that currently masks are being used. Social distancing is being used. I actually ran a camp yesterday in the northern suburbs where we masked and used social distancing. It was taken very seriously. I was impressed at how the kids took it. So things are able to be done, but again, you look at colleges playing, NFL is playing, other states are playing. So again, I will just go back to the question. Let's get some guidance from some of these other states, and I'm sure it would be more than willing to help us, to give us an idea how they're getting this done. And if we see the data and the data tells us that it's not working, look, I'm the first guy to tell you, sure, I might be edgy, but I'm not stupid. Shut it down.
And are you hearing so far, I don't follow this like you do, in this such a micro level. Are we hearing so far that the high school sports that have opened, it has been pretty successful in terms of, you know, COVID positive testing and the spread of the virus?
Well, from what we have heard, yes. Again, if you look at the other states, it really hasn't been a big surge since the sports have started. Yeah, you know, here in Illinois, as we mentioned, the only ones that have started have been the socially distant sports that are kind of made for cross country, certainly is socially distant, and again, golf as well. So that's kind of a very limited kind of sport selection to try to choose from. But again, it's something we would love to have the opportunity to try.
Okay, we got a couple texts here too. 574, COVID kills, stay home. You can't outthink COVID. 630, the kids will be fine playing outdoor sports. It's the indoor parties where kids are getting infected. Wish parents would stop hosting those. You are seeing, even on college campuses, a lot of the issues stem from these off-campus parties. They crack down on everything, and they try to keep it socially distanced on campus. No frat parties, no sororities, no party parties. And then students are, what, you're 18 years old, you're 20, you have an off-campus party.
Shocker. College kids get a party. It's amazing.
News headline.
You know, and the other thing I'll throw real quickly, let parents make a decision here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's wrap it up there, Tim. If people want to get in touch with you, edgytim.com, I know you're doing you're part of the rally this weekend, right? How do people reach you?
As you mentioned, edgytim.com is a website, at edgytim, EDGYTIM on Twitter, and I really appreciate being on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for the time. That's Tim O'Halloran. Don't forget to call him Edgy. You can reach him there.